96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
Off the Record with Zhivago Line is sponsored by Advantage Insurance, the Cleft of the Rock Foundation, the Cleveland Clinic, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, RF Banking Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And I'm saying beautiful, even though here in Grand Bahama, where I am, it's raining. Well, it was raining, and the power had already started to dip. But hey, it's still a great day to be alive. Lots of great things happening. So glad you could join us today. If you want to give us a call at all on the show, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can also text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live, if Cable Bahamas is working today, on Cable Bahamas channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. And if the stream is back up and working, you can catch us that way. But I'm delighted that you could join us today. Listen, I have today with me for the first hour, a very special guest. And I happened to come across this gentleman as I was searching YouTube for some information, trying to understand better some of the issues that we as human beings go through emotionally and the like. And listen to me, I went through many YouTube videos because I find YouTube very helpful, very useful. Warren Buffett said he could spend up to 2 hours a day on YouTube getting information, searching out information. And I do pretty much the same thing, maybe not for 2 hours a day, but sometimes longer, sometimes shorter. In any event, I came across this gentleman's videos, and I was really impressed with the clarification it brought to me on some fundamental issues that I think all of us deal with. And so I ended up subscribing to some of his videos and got in touch with him with a view to spending some time on the show. And he graciously agreed to do so. And I'm so glad to have with us today, Mr. Tom Nguyens. Welcome, sir. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you very much. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. And again, thank you so much for your willingness to join us today. Just so we know, where are you today in the world?
I'm in Belgium right now.
Okay, right, right. You're in Belgium, right?
Yes.
So I wanted folks to know that, they're telling me I'm a little low. I do that from time to time. Is that better, producer? I'm better. You're in Belgium?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and so your time, you're like, I think you're 4 hours behind. Or ahead.
6 hours ahead, actually.
6 hours ahead. Okay. Yeah. So it's 10 o'clock where you are.
Oh, I don't know. It's 8 o'clock. 8:15.
Okay.
All is right. That 4 hours?
That's 4 hours. That's right.
Four hours.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it's 8 o'clock where you are. No, that's 6 hours because it's 2 o'clock where we are.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's
okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I really, again, thank you for joining. I just want to give folk a little bit of background about you, because the context of your history matters to why you and I are having the conversation we're having today. Now, okay. I could tell people that at one time you were Mr. World.
Yes.
That one time you were an underwear model.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
That you really traveled throughout the world as a noted personality. But that was not how your life began. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, it all started when I was 8 years old and when I got a life-threatening disease, which is called meningitis. And luckily, I did survive. But when I was lying all alone in quarantine in the hospital, after the fear I got of dying, and after I didn't have any energy left in my body, that fear was transformed into a very warm and pleasant feeling that if I would go, that it wouldn't be bad at all. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a wake-up call, because we are all afraid of dying. And I experienced exactly the opposite of what we have been told. But then again, when I survived the disease, I got back into the normal life. And in normal life, we start aiming for success again, because that is what we are brought up to believe is the direction to go to. And if we would get successful, then all of our problems, et cetera, would disappear. And I was being brought up in a sometimes unsafe environment, which made me close up from my feelings. And because of that, I felt really restless. I was disconnected from my core and feelings. And that restlessness, that loneliness, etc., I wanted to find relief for that lack of feeling of fulfillment. And that is why I started to aim for success, because I thought if I would be successful, as I just told you, then it would give me relief of all my restlessness, and I will eventually find the feeling of finally having arrived with peace of mind, etc., etc., etc. But my journey didn't start off easy, because after having survived the disease, I was very skinny, so skinny that my limbs were actually thicker, or my joints were actually thicker than my limbs, so I was really skinny. And I was being laughed at. And I do not know if you have ever been laughed at, but that is not really a feeling of having arrived. Actually,
it is
not.
No, exactly.
So I didn't want to feel that feeling on top of my restlessness. So I started to find coping mechanisms in the form of wearing different layers of clothing, so that people wouldn't laugh at me anymore. But then at school, or on my way to school in a bus, some people saw clothing sticking out of my jeans, and they started laughing at me again. So I had to figure out a different way of not being laughed at anymore. So I was looking for a different mask that I could wear. So I learned everything about fitness, nutrition, because I wanted to become muscular and strong and bigger, so that they wouldn't laugh at me anymore. And to make a long story short, when I was 18, there was a friend of mine. I was working in a restaurant as a vacation job, but I didn't like the job at all, because the people who I was working with were very mean to me, etc. And a friend of mine said, why aren't you doing some modeling? Because you have a muscular body. And But as you can imagine, I didn't have the self-esteem to go to a model agency and ask them, hey, am I good enough for a modeling job? I didn't want to get disapproval, so I couldn't do it. But then that same guy, a few months later, said that there was an election, a Mr. Belgium contest. And in the pre-selection, with all the people who would enter the contest, there was a model agency as well. And I thought, with many people at the same time being judged, that is less difficult. So eventually I dared to go there, and I did. And I was being selected, and then I won the first Mr. Belgium. Then I had to go to Turkey for the first Mr. World contest, and I also won that contest. And that was, as you can imagine, surreal, coming from where I was coming from. So my whole life flipped upside down. I flew to my jobs with private jets. I lived in Miami. I lived in New York. I went to all the most, not all, but many of the most beautiful resorts all over the world. And now you would say, Tom, great, you finally have arrived. Now you would have found your feeling of fulfillment and accomplishment of finally having arrived. And all of your issues must be solved right now. But after those short shots of satisfaction, the same restlessness, the same loneliness, the same insecurity was still there. There was only painted a shiny mask of success over it. And that was when I started to question everything, because at first, being afraid of dying and then feeling that it's actually a warm feeling. And then the other end of the story, where I was successful, and we are conditioned to believe that if you are successful, then you will feel fulfillment. That was also the opposite of what we have been taught. So the whole securities upon which I had built my entire life upon turned into quicksand. Mm. And then that's where I started questioning everything. And that was my depression, because I didn't know what to do anymore. Should I make more money, be more successful? I knew I was successful, but it didn't bring me what I thought it would bring. So I didn't know what direction to go to anymore. So it was actually what most people who are experiencing depression think is an end point, is actually a very valuable wake-up call. Hmm. And that's where my interest in psychology, philosophy started. So I studied everything about psychology, philosophy, but even that was only on the level of thinking, on the level of mind, while I was looking for a feeling of fulfillment. Hmm. And how can you find a feeling by running away from your feelings into thinking? That is a contradiction that not many of us ask ourselves. So from that on, I continued searching, and eventually my patience became richly rewarded, and I found a way to basically make a 180-degree U-turn and start to look for my disappeared feelings on the level on our feelings. And that, as you can imagine, is a straight path from A to B, the shortest path, actually.
Because as I listened to and watched many of your videos, the message became very consistent. And the message is, the human being that we are born, that heart that we have when we are born,
yes,
over time gets lost in something, right?
That distractions, yes.
And we can't connect with it anymore because it's just layered by something. Tell us about that.
Well, from the moment we are born, our heart is a pure, fulfilled, complete, untouched, and unharmed heart. And that is our pure core, which I like to present with our inner diamond, from which we are authentically designed to flow over from what we authentically have to give in return of natural abundance. But because we have experienced painful emotions, that pain, that unsolved pain, sets around our pure core, our pure inner diamond, and our pure untouched, unharmed heart. And none of us have learned to solve our unsolved pain. But we all have learned to deal with it, basically, how to run away from it by building a wall around our feelings. And how do we build a wall around our feelings? By running away into our thinking. Our constant thinking, looking for constant distractions away from our feelings. Like distractions like being busy with our phone, being busy with watching television, being busy with busyness, etc., etc., with porn, with whatever distraction you use to not feel. And eventually, almost all what we do is one big distraction away from ourselves and away from our feelings. And still, we believe that in those distractions, we finally will find a feeling by running away from our feelings. So that is a contradiction. And that is why there are so many burnouts. That's why there are so many depressions, because that direction is unnatural and it's not intended by nature at all.
Because we're searching for something that we have naturally, but exactly. Have been disconnected from. Because I mean, I totally acknowledge that so much of our lives is spent trying to get rid of the pain of disappointment, the pain of abandonment, or the pain of rejection, or some kind of pain. So any distraction we take on becomes a pleasure, watching television. So it gives us, for the moment we're doing it, a sense that, well, I don't have to deal with that pain. But I think, as most of us would know, if not all of us would admit, once those things are finished, then we say back to reality. And reality is painful.
Yeah, it will surface again.
Or fearful.
Yeah, the fear to feel the unsolved emotions. That's where the basis of all fear comes from. That is absolutely right.
Yep. And so this uneasiness, this unsettledness that we feel is a question of trying to get back our core self.
Yes.
What you're saying.
Yes, because we are being numbed by the distractions that we are constantly busy with. And my restlessness in my mind, you know, the little voice inside our head that says, no, I should be doing this. No, if I do this, then I'll better this. So that restless shatterbox in our mind that never seems to stop is only there to find constant distractions away from our feelings. But at the same time, when you look at it, you see it can never bring a feeling of fulfillment. It can only give us a short shot of numbness from our core and feelings.
So the idea then, in trying to have the fulfillment we're trying to get, is to deal with the unsolved pain, as you call it.
Yes, and also to be able to learn to feel again, because every trauma we are having, a trauma is actually a blockage in our emotions. Emotions stands for energy in motion, because we are actually electric beings. When we move a muscle, then an electric impulse is sent to our muscles to actually move. But at the same time, we are, if you look closer, we consist out of atoms. And 99.99999% of each atom is energy and information, and only 0.001 is matter. So actually, we are beings consisting of energy. But when we have a trauma, we literally cramp our bodies and we literally block our energy flow. So our energy emotions, our emotions are blocked. And the more we block our emotions, the lower emotions we experience. So depression or fear, pain are all very much blocked emotions. And bliss, complete independent fulfillment, is actually how it naturally feels to have no blocked energy emotion anymore. And the same with disease. Every disease, a physical disease, is actually a blockage in a way that there's no coherent messaging anymore from one point to another point. And that's why the function of a certain mechanism or an organ doesn't function properly anymore. So in order to heal either physically or emotionally, we just have to unblock the blockage. And that's the whole deal. We cannot solve the root of the problem by putting bandages in the form of medication or whatever on top of the blocked flow. The solution lies in unblocking whatever the blocking may be.
So we're gonna take a break, Tom. But you talk a lot about how pain and fear surrounds our core, our hearts, pure heart.
Yep. Yes.
But then surrounding the pain and fear is this wall of control. And I want to talk about, I want you to talk about that when we come back, because in so many ways, I see us really just desperately trying to control things so that we can not have to face this, the pain and the fear of pain that arises from the experiences that we have had in life. So when we come back from the break, we'll talk about that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on this very special day as we speak with Tom Nguyens, who is in Belgium at the moment, and we're talking about how to solve your unsolved pain. And we'll be back after this break. You're not alone. All of it, you feel like you meant to be the same.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good
for you. Master Car?
I ain't Master Car. The lady run into me, Master Car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Join Cleft of the Rock Foundation in conjunction with the Bahamar Foundation for the inaugural Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, Sunday, October 2nd, at the world-famous Royal Blue Golf Course, Bahamar, Nassau, the Bahamas. An exciting and fun-filled day with lots of great prizes, but more importantly, an opportunity to give back to the communities of the Bahamas. Proceeds from this event will fund our essential programs, including Parenting on Purpose, raising awareness of the need for parent. It's the Cleft of the Rock inaugural charity golf tournament, October 2nd. We're rebuilding villages, one family at a time. For more information and to sign up, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Be Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. If you want to give us a call at some point, the numbers to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can also text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We're here with Tom Nguyens, who heads the Alive Academy. It's a very clarifying set of thoughts about how we can approach dealing with the emotional issues so many people have to deal with. And I thought today having a conversation with him about it might be helpful. Tom, before the break, I was saying, I actually asked my son this question. I asked my daughter too, what's the most dangerous animal you know? So I forgot the name of the spider, but he said a certain kind of jellyfish. And so I asked him, I said, if you could control everything that jellyfish did, would you be afraid of that jellyfish? And he said, no. I then asked him what was the most dangerous monster he knew. And he said, Godzilla. And I said, okay, if you could control everything Godzilla did, would you be afraid? And he said, no. And I asked my daughter the same thing. The answer was always no. In other words, the things we fear, if we could control, we wouldn't fear it. And it made me think about some of the conversations you have around this topic, because the idea that of control for many of us is that if I could control all the things in my world, including the distractions that I use to give me pleasure, I could avoid the pain and the fear associated with that pain that I have in my life. Is that not true?
That is exactly how we all are brought up to believe is true. But is it true? Is it true that from our fear and pain, we will become fearless and painless? Or will it only postpone our self-discovery and self-liberation? Because control only means that we have fear. Fear that what we would feel if the control would not be there anymore. But then we stay a powerless victim of a fearful world. While when we solve all the fear to feel what may happen no matter what, then there is no fear whatsoever. And then only the feeling of complete and independent fulfillment arises, which will give a clarity from which we can create authentically without any stop, and which will create a life of abundance, talking about financially, but also emotionally on the level of love, because we will not hold back to give because we feel fulfilled anyway. Even if they would leave us, we feel independently fulfilled. And it is perfectly doable, but the only thing we need to do is to stop thinking that by running away from our feelings that we will find a feeling. And by running towards our feelings, even our unresolved feelings, we will find our core and our untouched heart and feelings, which are still there underneath.
Because, in my own experience, I find a lot of it distraction. I find that from time to time you feel like you need a break from something you may be ruminating about or maybe wrestling with in your mind. Mm-hmm. But the truth is that there is no permanent, no real solution to be found by avoiding the reality of an underlying pain that you are going through. And so, as you said, sometimes, you know, what we are fearful of is a very deep-seated fear of the pain of being abandoned by people we care about or people close to us. And then causes us to behave in ways that represent control. Maybe we get angry, or we show a certain coldness, or we show a certain coolness, but none of that is really dealing with the issue of the fact that I have this underlying fear of the pain of being abandoned that may have been rooted in my upbringing and other things.
That is true. And that's a very important issue to talk about, because what's truly happening when we are afraid that someone leaves us, it only means that we are using that someone as a bandage to not feel what will arise when we are alone with ourselves without any bandage or distraction. Mm. And that stems all from the same root, that when we are closed up due to a painful emotion and we close ourselves up from our feelings, we felt numb and disconnected from our feelings. But in order to cope with that disconnection with our own core eyes and feelings, we learned to adopt the eyes and feelings of other people instead, actually believing that that what they are feeling, that is what we are feeling. And that is the reason why we constantly keep pleasing others to make them feel good, because then we think we feel good. But it has nothing to do with our feelings, because we are actually using and pleasing them to not feel our own feelings, which is only a bandage, and again, postponing our own liberation and postponing our own independent feelings of fulfillment.
And interestingly enough, it becomes very difficult to connect with your own feelings, whether they are troubled feelings or your, as you call it, the diamond core of yourself, when you have so many distractions. You can't do it. And so when you are alone, aloneness feels scary, because it had been masked for so long with all these artificial, external, other sets of things that gave us a feeling. And so most people, my son, who was 14 years old, mm-hmm. you know, he like many children, loved to say, I'm bored.
Yes, boredom is a really good one.
Yes. So which means for me, and as I understood it from your work and other work that I've seen, which means that he is at a, where he and others, and I and like us, are at a place where when we are by ourselves, we are not enough, because we can't tap into that feeling of contentment, fulfillment, just by being us.
Yes. It is because we haven't learned how to do it. Mm-hmm. Because actually, we have to learn to feel again. And that is one of the reasons why I founded Alive Academy, to help people feel again independently fulfilled. Because you cannot try to think yourself fulfilled. You want to feel fulfilled. So that is the main goal. And actually, it's a vicious circle. It's a trap. What I mean by that is when we are closing up from our feelings and we try to find a feeling, it will never work. And the fear and be afraid to feel the pain. But it's actually similar with our physical pain. If I would squeeze your arm and block your blood flow, that is what hurts. But actually allowing to let your blood flow is what does not hurt. You understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. The same with emotions. We are so afraid to feel because that hurts, but it's not feeling that hurts, it's the blockage of feeling that hurts.
And I've experienced that. I've experienced through the work that you've guided me through, is I've experienced what it is like to have abandoned fears because I got to the root of what I was afraid of. And I wasn't trying to think my way through it anymore. I was literally trying to feel the experience of my true, pure self, divorced of fear and this deep-seated pain, right? And one of the things that I found particularly interesting about what you teach is that we can even at the point of anxiety use a tool to bring ourselves some relief while we try to get a more permanent resolution to our challenge. And so when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask you to talk to us about that. Okay, Tom. Great.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to ZLive. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're speaking with Tom Nunyans of Alive Academy. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know the
Your child's future is full of super possibilities, so you need a super college savings plan to match. With an RF educational investment account, you can get returns well above the traditional savings account. You can use the funds to cover a variety of educational expenses at home or abroad. And if things don't go as planned, the funds are easily transferable. Plan for all your child's super possibilities with the RF Educational Investment Account. Get started today at rfgroup.com.
Buying a home is one of the most important investment decisions you'll ever make. So it's best to insure your home for the full replacement value. If your home is underinsured, the condition of average could apply and reduce the amount you'll receive if you make a claim. Ask your insurance agent about underinsurance and condition of average before you purchase or renew your home insurance policy. For more information, visit www.icb.gov.bs. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. Lady run into me, mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Join Cleft of the Rock Foundation in conjunction with the Bahamar Foundation for the inaugural Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, Sunday, October 2nd at the world-famous Royal Blue Golf Course, Bahamar, Nassau, the Bahamas. An exciting and fun-filled day with lots of great prizes but more importantly, an opportunity to give back to the communities of the Bahamas. Proceeds from this event will fund our essential programs, including Parenting on Purpose, raising awareness of the need for parent education. It's the Cleft of the Rock inaugural tournament, October 2nd. We're rebuilding villages, one family at a time. For more information and to sign up, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM as we speak with Tom Nguyens of Alive Academy. He's presently, we're talking about how you can resolve unresolved pain. Tom, I taught my son. I've seen this technique. Described elsewhere before. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but yours, the way you described it seemed simpler. As I taught it to my 14-year-old, because, you know, we don't think about it, but children have anxieties too. They can have stressful moments too. And so I
was
trying to teach him how to deal with those and using this technique. And so I just wanted you to share with us this exercise that you provide.
Well, the thing is, it doesn't solve the root of the problem yet, but it is actually a tool that I provide also on the website, alive-academy.com. And it is a breathing technique, which actually breathing with a narrow throat, it will help you to get past any symptom of fear or acute anxiety. And what it does, actually, it's breathing, and it sounds like this, like, and you breathe in deeply through the stomach, and you breathe in through the nose, and you exhale also very slowly, to breathe in slowly and exhale slowly. And actually that signal of breathing through that narrow throat gives a signal to the brain to automatically calm down. And this is a tool you can use anywhere you go, and especially on your journey towards complete liberation, because it will give you the confidence and the capability that no matter what, you get past it easily. You want to continue towards complete liberation and fulfillment, which is actually our basic, fundamental natural state. And from that state, we start to blossom naturally and effortlessly, because we come up with ideas, we become very creative, and we start to flow over with energy and enthusiasm to put into practice what we feel like opportunities that we couldn't see before. But because of that clarity of finding our independent fulfillment, we start to just pick what we feel like creating, and we create it, and it goes effortlessly, and it gives a natural abundant flow back in return. And that is a state, a natural state, that I want as many people as possible to benefit from. Because when everyone turns on his own or her own deep within, which I mean with complete and independent fulfillment, it will inspire by example to everyone to do the same. And if everyone turns his fear, darkness into light, can you imagine what kind of world we're living in? So that is my main goal. That is my passion. That is my mission. And I want as many people to experience that.
It's beautiful. Listen, I'm not... People, you know, my encouragement to you is to find the paths, the opportunities, the solutions that are out there for your healing. I only offer to you Tom's program, his videos as another one of those things that I have found. I can only speak for myself to be so helpful. I'm going to tell you something that happened to me, Tom.
Yes.
I went in meditating upon, and then finally not meditating upon, not using my brain to try and work through what I learned.
Yes.
I found that I had absolutely no fear about anything.
Okay? Exactly.
Nothing. I mean, it was from, I'm 55 years old tomorrow.
Our congratulations.
And I can tell you for a very long time, I had not felt that way, right? And something happened, as you said, when you get there, out of you flows an abundance. I'm looking at people and I'm just delighted. I'm just not judgmental of them. I'm like, I'm super friendly, even if they don't return it.
Independent.
It just feels not, I tell people, I don't want an affirmation to have to say. I want to affirm how I feel and say it.
Exactly, because you feel independent and you want to pay it forward to as many people as possible, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. That is what I love, that you opened yourself up to experience it, because that's why you experience it. The only thing is we need to open ourselves up to it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And for me, one of the real changes for me was, you know, I'm a thinker. I mean, yeah, I rely on my brain for a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And I finally understood why I wasn't getting the solutions or feelings that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was trying to do it through my brain.
Exactly.
It just wasn't working. Of course, the brain is involved at some level, but it's a machine that's constantly looking for problems to keep us alive and safe. But it also creates problems in doing that sometimes.
Yes, actually, the brain is, in, like you said, it is constantly looking for things that we can be afraid of, survival mode, but it's not a good servant. We need our heart or our pure core, our authentic core as our leader. And the brain, once we follow our core, is a very, very valuable servant, but not the other way around. Mm. Because otherwise we keep being trapped, because our brain only wants us to repeat what we already know, even if it is struggle and fear and pain, because it hates discomfort, because then it starts feeling. But again, you can only find a feeling once you escape or exit the loop of the thinking mechanisms, of the coping mechanisms, of the distraction mechanisms.
Yeah, because the brain is a creature of habit and certainty. And so it's comfortable with the things it knows, and
yes,
what it knows is what it has habituated. It's habituated bad things.
Especially,
it knows it. The new is a struggle for the brain because it's uncertain and therefore fearful, and it's trying to protect you from fear. So it's from pain. So it's saying, don't go at that new thing. Don't go at that different thing. Let's stay where we are, even if it's a bad place.
Exactly. Yes. And that's why we keep being trapped, unless we wake up and we see very clearly that that direction away from our feelings can never bring us the feeling that we all are looking for, but in the wrong direction.
Tom, thank you so very much for joining us today. Tell us where people can get some more information about Alive Academy.
Alive-academy.com. There you have 4 free, very valuable videos with free tools to get past the symptom of fear, how to find what hidden issues you may have, a checkbox PDF you can download, and a proof that you can flush out all your unresolved fear without having to relive it, and also the root cause why we all have self-limiting issues.
Well, again, thank you so much, and I am sure we'll talk again. Appreciate it, and stay well in Belgium.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Mine. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. When we come back, we have another special discussion to have, pre-recorded as we did with Cleft of the Rock. You know, they have an important event coming up. So after the news break, we're going to hear from Cleft of the Rock's team. We'll be back after this news break.
Let me know that you're not alone. I'll love if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Your child's future is full of super possibilities, so you need a super college savings plan to match. With an RF educational investment account, you can get returns well above the traditional savings account. You can use the funds to cover a variety of educational expenses at home or abroad. And if things don't go as planned, the funds are easily transferable. Plan for all your child's super possibilities with the RF Educational Investment Account. Get started today at rfgroup.com.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady who ran into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with her. My damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
It's here. My Solomon Smart Rewards, the ultimate loyalty rewards program. At Solomon's, Fresh Market, or Exuma Markets, start earning smart rewards every time you shop on every item you purchase. Every dollar you spend will earn you one smart rewards point, and points are redeemable in all participating locations. Getting started is quick and easy. Earn smart rewards every time you shop at Solomon's, Fresh Market, or Exuma Markets.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, everybody.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Just so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful, gorgeous day. I trust and hope that you are doing well. I have some very special guests with us again today, as we had them on just a couple of weeks ago to talk about something happening very special. In the country, I have representing Cleft of the Rock Foundation today, Raquel Riley, once again, Leslie and Carmen Williams. Welcome, ladies. Welcome again. So glad to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Since we last spoke, remember, we remind people that Cleft of the Rock Foundation is all about developing parenting skills, helping parents understand how to do this very honorable but sometimes challenging job of parenting. And I assume Cleft of the Rock is still hard at it with the parenting development exercise.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's probably one of the most talked about and advertised programs that Cleft of the Rock has going on right now. It's definitely something that, you know, Cleft of the Rock is prided on. Parenting on purpose courses. It's definitely changed a lot of lives so far, and we're hoping that it does the same for many, many more.
But in its effort to spread the word about parenting, to help people understand better how to
actually be effective at parenting, the ultimate aim of which, you know, is to cause families to be more wholesome and to develop children that are much better capable of functioning in our world. Obviously, it has to raise resources, and there's an important event coming up for Cleft of the Rock in Nassau next month. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. It is the Rebuilding Villages Golf Tournament. It's going to be held at Bahamar October 2nd. So we're hoping this opportunity, use this event to spread the word about Cleft of the Rock coming to the Bahamas. We're very excited to put on this event. And we need everybody to come out and play and have a good time with us. It's going to be a great afternoon, great morning and afternoon of golf. So, yes, we're very excited to present this event.
And I know you're a professional golfer yourself. And so, you know, you see golfing all the time, people who are at all levels of golfing. You know, then you have people like me who, like, the only time I ever swing a golf club was when I picked up my father's golf club to really just kind of play around with it. But notwithstanding your level of golf playing, this tournament, this event is for you.
Yes. It doesn't matter what the skill level is. We're inviting everybody to come out. It's not about skill level. It's about, you know, participation, having a good time, having fun. Doesn't matter if you're a beginner, you're intermediate. It's the way it's set up by handicap. So, you know, if you have a 26 handicap and you're going against a group that, you know, has a player in it that has a 10 handicap, there's nothing to worry about. We're going to use those handicaps and calculate all the strokes and everything to make sure that there's an even playing field. So there's no judgment, or there's no feelings of, hey, I'm not good enough. Everybody's going to start at an even playing field. So it doesn't matter the skill level.
And the venue for this golf tournament is where?
It's going to be at Bahamar Royal Blue Golf Course.
Okay. And he says, you know what, I want to be a part of that. I'm interested in supporting that charity and that event. They do it how?
They can go online to the Cleft of the Rock foundation.org, where they can find out information about the event and also other events that's going to be coming up, and activities that they can get into, ways to donate to the foundation at cleftoftherockfoundation.org. They'll find everything they need.
And there's a sponsorship requirement for participation. How does that work?
Are you talking about the golf tournament?
Golf tournament, yes. For the golf tournament, yes.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We there's different levels of sponsorship that we are reaching out to gain. There's title sponsorship. So you can be the title sponsor of the event. You can be a hold sponsor of the event, where you get a hold in your name on the day of the event. There's other sponsorship, there's donations. So there's many ways to be a part of it. And we're hoping that they find the right categories that they want to fit in and just join us.
Now, this is the theme of it is, again, is it uniting the village or
rebuilding? Yes.
Now, why is this concept of rebuilding, Mrs. Archer, important? Rebuilding the village for what purpose?
Yes, we're rebuilding each child at a time, one child at a time in the village, because nowadays children, they need parents, they need people who can look out for them, they need people who can help assist them in becoming well-groomed individual to live in our society that is moving very swiftly. In terms of the village, like, for me, as an example, I was raised in Andrews literally by a village. I was raised with my grandparents whose house is on the hill, aunts at the valley, moms at the valley, brothers and sisters. aunts and uncles all live in the same communal area. And so each child was assigned an adult in the community who looked out for that child. And I thought that I had arrived when I took the Parenting on Purpose class. And I got some shock of my life, fine-tuning that I had to sort of step back and say, hey, I can learn more. I can fine-tune my parenting skills. And it made me a better parent.
The thing about it is, I mean, because like you, Carmen, you know, when I grew up, as I was growing up as a child, let's say in Nassau in the first instance, and then in Grand Bahama, there was this sense that all the people my parents knew had every bit of a right to participate in my parenting.
Yes, so yes.
If I got out of hand, it wasn't mm-hmm. long before the network got back to my grandmother, got back to my mother, got back to my brothers, or somebody who would understand this boy breached the standard in our community, and this is their right.
Yes.
Or if there was a concern about it, did, you know, is he okay? Did he have lunch? Did somebody bother with him?
Yes, and we need that sort of parenting in our community in this day and time, because our young people, they need people to nurture them, to love them, to steer them in the right direction. On Purpose class is just that class for everyone, and I would sort of hope that this cliff of the rock would spread, with the Parenting on Purpose class would go throughout the length and breadth of the Bahamas as it is now international. So we in the Bahamas have to get on board and to sort of foster this program and entwine it in our development in our society.
And in point of fact, you know, having myself taken the Parenting on Purpose series of meetings, it is, you know, so people know, it's not a course like you're sitting in college or a classroom, or it's not the kind of classes that you might think sitting in a schooling where somebody is just simply lecturing you or so, but it's a facilitated meeting to help encourage discussion around important principles of parenting, so that in this series of meetings, either as a family group or as individuals of SEP, you can together learn the foundations, the principles, the values that make for good parenting. And you have the parents in it, you have the children in it, you have this interaction that can take place. As a very sound facilitator, I must acknowledge, is there helping you to see what are the important things you want to consider in the course of your parenting exercise?
Yes, we are definitely guided through the process by an experienced individual facilitating the class. And through this, as we all come together as parents during that time, we learn and garner each other to develop our skills and gain more godly principles, teach the parents how to groom their children into becoming marriageable. That's for me. My grandmother, she taught me to be marriageable. My mother taught me to the godly principles. And even though I was taught all of those things growing up as a parent, I sort of like, I wanted to divide how I wanted to raise my children. And I learned through this, doing this class, is like, you know, we got to bring all of it together, not separate and compartmentalize it. Yes, each child is teach them individually, but we have to bring it all together in order to develop a whole child.
One of the things that I appreciate about what Cleft of the Rock does in its Parenting on Purpose series of meetings is it creates a structured, systematic, comprehensive look at parenting, so that you recognize, you know, that things have a purpose, whether that's assigning chores, or if you are handling money, or creating disciplines around no being no, that everything has a purpose in trying to get the child or to get the family to a certain place.
Also the support system. you can all, you know, the support system is great through Cleft of the Rock. So even though you go through the training, you learn some new things, there's still that support system that you can always call and gain additional information and guidance on being a parent.
So, I mean, is this a one-off something that's expected from Cleft of the Rock, or is this supposed to be a continuous available offering to the Bahamian community?
Cleft of the Rock is coming here to stay. There's no place better to be than the Bahamas. So all of the programs, the activities, the events, the educational training in parenting, the love, the support, the village, we are here. And we want you to come along on our journey with us and to journey with us as we encourage our children and teach our children and very much so ourselves the how to navigate this life.
Okay, and now we're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about this notion of rebuilding the village and then the golf tournament that's attached to it. Because, you know, I saw the ad for the golf tournament, you know, that golf course. I don't know what it is about a golf course. Raquel could tell us when we come back. But it's like, it's just something. When you go on a golf course, it's like a different world you're in. About that when we come back. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago. I'm your host. I'm here with representatives of Cleft of the Rock Foundation. We're after this break.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
For 25 years, Advantage Insurance has provided coverage for your most prized possessions, offering insurance plans to cover your vehicle, home, business, and boat with customized options that work with your budget. Now, Advantage says thank you to all our loyal customers and business partners over the past 25 years. Call 356-0285 or visit Advantage Insurance on Collins Avenue today. When every dollar counts, count on Advantage. Celebrating 25 years of service.
Join Cleft of the Rock Foundation in conjunction with the Bahamar Foundation for the inaugural Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, Sunday, October 2nd, at the world-famous Royal Blue Golf Course, Bahamar, Nassau, the Bahamas. An exciting and fun-filled day with lots of great prizes, but more importantly, an opportunity to give back to the communities of the Bahamas. From this event, we'll fund our essential programs, including Parenting on Purpose, raising awareness of the need for parent education. It's the Cleft of the Rock Inaugural Charity Golf Tournament, October 2nd. We're rebuilding villages, one family at a time. For more information and to sign up, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, where we are talking at the moment with a group representing the Cleft of the Rock Foundation. As you know, there is a biblical text that talks about he shall hide me in the cleft of the rock. And I don't know if you've ever been in a storm, not in a house, in a storm, But when you are in a storm, exposed to the elements, one of the things that back in the Middle East they could do is they could find shelter in the cleft of the rock. I mean, what storm do to you if you are in the cleft of the rock? You know, that space that kind of your back is covered and what have you and so forth, you're in good space. Am I understanding that that's part of the notion that gets conveyed by the cleft of the rock, safety, protection, provision?
100%. And, you know, it's so good that you drew a picture of it in the storm, because in this day and age, it's almost that impression of hiding, you know, or finding shelter and safety isn't the one most celebrated. You know, I just see like a Superman or a Superwoman in the midst of the storm battling it out, you know, with their cape and just trying to conquer the world, do everything. Mm-hmm. You know, as a mom, for me, a mom, a wife, a mother, a student, dressed, you know, taking on the world. But with cleft of the rock, it's like there's a space of peace, a space of shelter, both, you know, metaphorically, but physically as well, with the activities, intellectually, with the training, to train yourself how to parent in a way that would leave you with less regrets in life, hopefully.
You know what is interesting to me? I have discovered more and more of late that so much of what drives us is rooted in fear. That our children are doing things their peers tell them to do because they're afraid not to belong, right? You got parents or adults doing things that they see other people do because they're afraid to not look as important, not look as well off as. That so much of what we do is driven by fear, but fear is only present where insecurity exists, and insecurity exists where you don't feel protected. And what you get in a cleft of the rock is just the notion that, you know what, if you embrace the right principles, if you embrace the right values, it seems, if you do the kinds of things that make for wisdom in your parenting, there is a safety you can have because there is protection in those wholesome values, principles, even in challenging times. Is that not true?
Yeah, you know, safety and shelter. You're so right, because we live in such an individualistic world and we tend to think that it's we by ourselves, you know, but and then where you have safety and shelter, there's also shared responsibility as well. And that's where the rebuilding the village comes in, where you're sharing the responsibility of navigating life, of rearing the future, of, you know, managing your task and learning from one another, as well as giving. And as big as we're talking about this organization, yes, it is that small. It is that small where you can be included or come into Cleft of the Rock, either by joining a newsletter and feel as a part of the family. You know, and feel as though you could come into a kitchen and cook and feel loved. You know, that is Cleft of the Rock. And I'm probably just speaking of the facilitator, but that is what symbolically you get by joining.
Yeah. And the thing about it these days, so many households are being parented by single parents, and you sometimes feel alone. You feel like, you know, it's just a lot. And, you know, your children don't realize, and in your head, you're thinking, well, I don't want to fail them. You know, are you thinking about all the obligations attendant to what you have to do? Here's another bill. Here's another issue, I guess. And you can feel alone. And then you get into an environment where people are saying, no, you're not, because you can have conversations on parenting. And so you can air out your issues. No, there is a series of meetings called Parenting on Purpose that can help. Oh, by the way, there is a meeting that we're having, or an event we're having, a mother-daughter something, a father-son something, a retreat or something. A lot of supportive activities that alone, and that gives you strength. It gives you encouragement, I imagine, to go forward and to do what you have to do with some more zeal.
Yeah, so you guys listening out should definitely sign up for the newsletter at cleftoftherock.org is go and sign up for the newsletter and find out about all of the activities that Mr. Lang mentioned. That's just a sample of what this nonprofit organization has to share with you. That's what it is. When you have, you have to share and to give to others as you also sign up for the golf tournament.
And just so people know, Raquel, you guys are all volunteers. This organization takes on volunteers. So if you're interested in participating as a volunteer, you can do that. And anybody who knows the founder of Cleft of the Rock knows that if you got arms and legs and energy and life and a body and you want to participate and be involved, she'll get you involved.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You want to volunteer, we're more than happy to welcome you and to embrace the opportunity. You want to learn more about it, that would be a great way to do it, to volunteer for the event, or even just come out and hang out for the event. But yes, the president of the Cleft of the Rock is one that will grab you in there and say, let's go to work, let's do it.
Now, the event, the golf tournament is what date?
The golf tournament is October 2nd. That's going to be a Sunday at Bahamar's Royal Blue Golf Course.
And when people sign up, the golfing starts at what time?
Golfing starts at 9 a.m. sharp. It's going to be a shotgun start. So everyone starts at the same time. End kind of the same time. We're hoping that everyone ends kind of the same time, depending on what kind of difficulties you may face or how much fun you're having out there. But it's going to be a 9 o'clock shotgun start.
Well, what I've decided was I'm going to tone down my skill set because I do so many holes in one that I it tends to intimidate.
Love it.
So
yeah, you got to turn it down.
Yeah, so I'm going to do, I may do one or two birdies, just one or two, you know what I mean? And kind of just knock a couple up in the pond or something like that. Just sort of, so people like Mrs. Archer and Carmen and them can feel a little more.
Right. Absolutely. Love that game plan.
Yeah. That's my plan. I'm just saying, because this is a village. We want to support everybody.
Absolutely.
And once again, for folk who, like, you can bring a team in, right? Because I understand you have like a 4-man scramble, right?
Yes, it's a 4-man scramble. So if you have your own team, that's awesome. Come on down. Let's do it. But if you do not have a team, that is also fine. We will place you in a team that best suits your ability and contribution that you can make to that team.
Okay. And if once again, to sign up for the tournament, people have to go where?
CleftOfTheRockFoundation.org, where they can find that information and donate if they're not going to be participating. But CleftOfTheRockFoundation.org is where you'd like to go.
Okay, so again, for people who say, I'm not going to do the golf tournament, but I do want to support this organization. I believe in what it's doing. And listen to me, folks. I know of and have seen programs geared around parenting, and they do a job, a great job trying to do what they do. But this is the most unique and comprehensive and structured parenting program that I have seen, I have to say. And I just think it's unique in its space. And so to get more information, again, you can check it out on the website. And, you can speak to these folks some more, maybe, or others who are involved and get some more information. You may want to sign up for this Parenting on Purpose series, or you may want to participate in the retreat when it happens. You may want to get
right.
involved with other activities. The website is there to help guide you and direct you so you can get more information. You may want to volunteer. You may want to donate. Whether you're a corporation or an individual, you can do both sometimes. Even as a church, you may, listen churches, you may want to see this program for something that can help introduce to your church a very structured, biblically sound parenting program. Am I right about that?
Yeah, like a parenting small groups for the churches. It's definitely something that's happening. It's an excellent idea. And just send an email to Cleft of the Rock, CLEFT, Cleft of the Rock, at gmail.com for more information, just to find out why, or just to sign up for the newsletter. If not now, then maybe later. Maybe. It's always worth signing up so you'd be informed as to what's going on.
Any final words from you, Carmen?
Just want everybody to come out and support the golf tournament. If you're not playing, you can sponsor us. If you can't sponsor us, we also need volunteer to work the event on that day. So all the young people who are not busy, they can go to our website and sign up to be volunteers, or call one of the organizers so that we can make this a splash in the Bahamas and continue on for years to come.
Yeah, and things the charities do are free, but it costs somebody, and so that's where you get the generous souls, corporations and individuals and volunteers, and that's what we have to be a part of, you know? There's so many organizations doing so many positive, so many wonderful things in the world, you know, and what would the world be without these organizations, you know what I mean? And I can't imagine, you know, there are many, many important things to do, but trying to help us in this parenting business, oh my goodness, man. You know, we are seeing on the news statistics that tells us about abuses taking place in households, that tells us about, you know, we know about the fragmentation of households. We know about serious issues arising conflict-wise in households. We know the strains and challenges taking place between parents and their children. And, you know, for the first time in human history, as far as we know, there are now four generations of families that can be occupying one house. One household. You could have the grandparent, the great-grandparents, the grandparents, the parents, and the children. Or you could have the grandparents, the parents, the children, and their children. All in one household. And these dynamics create for us some serious challenges. And if we can't assume that people know what to do, how to do, to deal with it, how to manage young children versus adult children, how to deal with the sibling rivalry that may take a place between. So knowing is half the battle, is it not?
Yes, it is.
And so here you have an organization stepping in the gap and saying, okay, we feel you, we got you, and we want to be a part of that. Now, let me tell you something. Sometimes, you know, sometimes people take on tasks, missions, because they just kind of sense that it's something they like, whose lifestyle and life is a passion for that thing. And that's true about the founder of Cleft of the Rock. She believes in parenting and takes it extremely seriously, whether it's parenting her children or parenting other people's children who come into her space. That passion exudes throughout the activities of the organization. And I think it makes a difference.
Yeah. And, you know, it's also for parents who just trying to figure out how to get it right. Like, there may be nothing wrong, but it's like, how do I teach my child leadership? How do I teach my child to have a good self-esteem? How do I get my child to be comfortable around pairs and, you know, of the world or in the world and not of the world? Like, how do I do this? How do I navigate this process? You know, I find this course really helpful to offering the parents guidance for navigating the child in that way. So, I mean, it's for persons who are trying to figure out how to get this done right. And for persons who realize, too, that, you know, they need some help because something may be going wrong. So it covers the spectrum in terms of attraction. And the small group format, you get literally in a small group, 6 to 8 persons, And as such, everyone has a different situation. So you're going to be learning and growing and giving and sharing during the 9 weeks of the program. I think it's the nine weeks of the weekly sessions. And that in itself, the consistency of it is comforting to be able to work through your issues each week with your child or update on the program. All of that is just a benefit of rebuilding the village, of having the village, and it's being rebuilt in the structured way through this nonprofit organization called Cleft of the Rock.
And while you're doing it, there's a workbook, so you're not relying entirely on just memory alone. You have a homework to do that helps to reinforce what you've learned, to get your own thoughts about what you've learned and so forth. And you know, one of the things that, I don't know if this has been your experience, like it was mine, is that the series almost acts like a mirror. Because as you're listening to the presentations and as you're listening to your own family sometimes talk about how things are, you're thinking, well, I didn't quite see it that way. I didn't even quite experience it that way. But now you're learning and understanding more and more the dynamics of what your family realities are, and it gives you an opportunity to bond, to come to common grounds and purposes, etc.
Yeah, and you know what I found really, really good about the Parenting on Purpose program is that the workbook has a section called Parental Staff Meetings, where you and your parenting partner, if you have one, or whoever is helping you in your village, you get to discuss certain questions and ask certain things. And my husband and I use that for date nights to have, it's a good discussion piece. And I get to learn so much about him that I would think that I knew all of the answers, you know, after 10 years, I think, okay, that's enough. I can fill this out, but no, I've learned so much. So it's the growth, just like what you said, in terms of the mirror, it's the mirror on yourself, but it's also a mirror on your family, on your marriage, on your life, and then of course on your children. Like, many layers to this program if you choose to really dig in and seek to maximize all that it has to offer, whenever you're ready. Or if you want to stay on the surface and just do the program a one-time shot, then that's great as well.
Intentionality, that's the key. All right, so October 2nd is the tournament, golf tournament. And so, folks, you're going to hear more from Cleft of the Rock Foundation, I'm sure. Of course, one more time before the tournament, we expect a group from the Cleft of the Rock to come and update us, and we look forward to it. Ladies, thank you very much, Carmen Williams, Leslie Archer, Raquel Riley. Thank you. Cleft of the Rock, on the move.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
When you're listening to Z Live, I'm Shabba Lang, your host. We'll be back after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
It's here. Everybody. My Solomon Smart Rewards, the ultimate loyalty rewards program. At Solomon's, Fresh Market, or Exuma Markets, start earning smart rewards every time you shop on every item you purchase. Every dollar you spend will earn you one smart rewards point, and points are redeemable in all participating locations. Getting started is quick and easy. Earn smart rewards every time you shop at Solomon's, Fresh Market, or Exuma Markets.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady who run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind?
I say for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative,
visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday, Tuesday afternoon. Y'all know what tomorrow is? Tomorrow is September 7th. I'm celebrating my 55th birthday tomorrow. So I want to give you a heads up. I'm not going to be with you tomorrow. A vow years ago that on my birthday, to the extent I was able to do so, I was going to take time to myself and celebrate myself. So I don't really rely on other people to celebrate me. I don't care if there's a party being held for me, etc. I don't mind that other people celebrate me, but I just appreciate the life I have, with all of its variety, good, the bad, the ugly. And I appreciate the evolution that I'm making in this world, from growth to growth, from strength to strength. And I continue to be very reflective on all my experiences these 55 years of living. Grateful to so many people, starting with my mother and father who brought me into this world, who nurtured, cared for, protected, provided for me, siblings, and grateful to all of my siblings in that regard. Grateful to my family, my wife and children, and all that they have meant over the years. And grateful for all the experiences that we have had and are having. And because the good, bad, and the ugly all get in the mix to, if we are careful, to make us the persons we are. And at 55 years old, tomorrow, 55 years old tomorrow, September 7th, 1967 is when I was born. All right, September 7th, 1967. I'm trying to, I believe my mother told me it was in the afternoon when I was born. I believe it's in the afternoon. You know, they say depending on what time of day you're born, you have different temperament and that kind of thing, right? But that's a Thursday that I was born, 1967. And 55 years later, physically, I feel well. I feel healthy and strong, even though I have a knee that's bum, left knee. But physically, I feel in great shape. My weight is where I want it to be. My vitals, according to my very sophisticated scale, my right places, my BMI, my waist to height index, all of them in very good shape. My body's metabolism. Age, my metabolic age, when I last checked it, listen to this, folks, it was 14 years old. I suspect that had to do with the great amount of activity, exercise and physical activity I was doing lately, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful to Almighty God. all that has transpired in my life, all the gifts that he has presented to me and the people, family, friends, and neighbors, and the opportunities, and all of the development and the correction and the rebuke and the reproof he's given, and the continuous renewing of faith from time to time, in the providing of grace in so many circumstances. I'm grateful and appreciative to God. I've learned a lot of lessons, some hard lessons, for which I'm grateful. And I'm learning to change where I have to, where I need to, where I'd like to, not for anybody, for myself, to be the kind, the version of myself that I believe I ought to be. And I love my place and space, the country in which I was born, and the opportunities that it has given me to live in a civil and peaceful and beautiful environment. And I don't mean like I'm a millionaire, multimillionaire, but any standard of existence, I am rich, right? The quality of life that I enjoy is a blessing for sure. And if I ran around and said to anybody, oh, that's only because Shivago is such a brilliant young man, or et cetera, it'd be nonsense. I've been fortunate just by some stroke of accidents. I didn't decide to be born in the Bahamas, but that was a great non-intentionality on my part. I didn't intend to be born to my parents, but that, a fortune on my part. Into the family I was born, a fortune on my part. Some of the educational opportunities that I received were not by my own orchestration. If I had had my choice, I would have gone some other places, but the places where I went were beyond a shadow of a doubt contributors to too many wonderful fortunes that I have had in this world. So what am I doing? I'm taking this opportunity just to share my gratitude with you for the life I have. Has it been a pleasant one altogether? No, absolutely not. When I was 2 years old, I was stricken with scarlet fever and chickenpox at the same time, a disease combination which 1 in 10 children survive. In fact, my mother, the story was recounted to me, was told by the doctors there was nothing else that they could do. She took me home to my grandmother and the rest. In my 20s, I was stricken with tuberculosis of the lungs. 2 weeks in quarantine, 1 year on antibiotics. Right? So I know misfortunes. I've made many errors, many bad choices, made very many good ones too, but some bad choices. And some of my choices, the consequences I'll live with for the rest of my life. But they all inform me today. I had the privilege of serving in this country as a member of parliament. It's a great privilege. Not because it gives you a high place in the society at all, but because it allowed me the opportunity to do what me and my friends like Darren Cash and Michael Pintard and others talked about for so many years prior, to make a contribution to our country, to try and shape it. And I can see efforts that were made when I was a member of parliament in this country today, still today. I won't even talk about them now, but they are still operating, functioning in this country today. And I've had that privilege to serve as a cabinet minister in our country, the youngest in the history of our country to have done so, 29 years old. And to be able to serve in churches in this country full-time and part-time, to share the gospel, to speak hundreds of times to organizations all over this country and all over our world. Been my fortune. I've twice met the Queen of England, once escorted the Queen of England in introducing folk to her. Met all over the world, and famous people all over the world has been my fortune. I've met some people not so famous and not so rich, but beautiful human beings. Some of them my dear friends who have contributed heartily to my life. Whether it was the contribution of laughter, of fellowship, of comfort, of guidance, or advice, or correction, I've had the benefit of all that from so many people. I have four beautiful children. Beautiful children who, they're not perfect human beings. They are wonderful human beings. And I have the privilege of being their father. And I have shared my life with young people all in this country through a leadership development program that have helped hundreds to understand leadership better, to develop their leadership better, and hopefully to help improve their own lives. So at 55 years old tomorrow, God spares life, I yearn for nothing. Nothing. I'm not looking for a better car or new car. I'm not looking for a better house or a new house. I'm not looking for better clothes or new clothes. I'm making money. I want to make more money for other reasons, but I'm not yearning for that. I'm not looking for more fame or fortune. None of that. I want more than anything else on planet Earth to have peace in my heart. That's what I work for, to be content in my station. I want to feel pure, born of nothing, meaning that it doesn't come because somebody's in my life or out of my life. It doesn't come because something is in my life or out of my life. It comes because of my life. That's my greatest aspiration, to help and assist and develop this country. That's certainly something I want to do, but it's not my ultimate aim. My ultimate aim is to see Almighty God, the God who created me and served me, and created me and called me. That's my ultimate aim, to see him and to have him be able to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Not because I'm perfect, not because I'm super, not because I'm holy, not because I'm decent, but because I believe and trust and obey. And so y'all have a great one tomorrow. Thankfully, I have a wonderful colleague who will assist me, and y'all do well. God bless you. Have a great evening. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Take care.